This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for joining us. The situation in Venezuela continues to spiral slowly out of control. The government, stymied politically, cannot meet the basic needs of the population, and President Nicolas Maduro is facing angry protesters who symbolically banged on empty pots over the weekend in response to chronic food shortages. Maduro is being blamed for the economic crisis, and hundreds of thousands of people fed up with the government marched through the streets of Caracas last week demanding a recall election. Opposition leaders say they will hold more rallies over the next 2 weeks. Phil Gunson is senior analyst for the crisis group in Caracas, Venezuela. Welcome, Phil. Are the people of Venezuela trapped in this stalemate?
That's a very good and difficult question to answer. At the moment, it's a real struggle between what is an evident majority on the streets and at the ballot box and a government which is increasingly embattled, increasingly isolated, but which controls the institutions, which controls the security forces, and seems to be determined to avoid having any kind of election that would remove it from power.
Within all of the unrest and violence, there are these machinations and slow sort of movings of government, President Maduro, and, attempts to, legitimize his presidency. How is that getting in the way of delivering food to the people of Venezuela?
The lack of food, the lack of all sorts of basic products, the extraordinary levels of inflation. We're talking about inflation that's pushing 1,000% probably on an annualized basis at the moment. All these things are the product essentially of very bad economic management over many years, but also latterly the plunge in the oil price. Oil is what Venezuela depends on for almost all of its foreign earnings. So that's exposed this really, really bad set of policies, basically really stringent price and exchange controls that have strangled production, have strangled the economy. That really needs to change. And the problem is that they can't come to an agreement on it within the government as to what should be done between what I like to call the pragmatists and those who just want to carry on with what Hugo Chavez laid down before his death in 2013. So within the government, they can't agree, but also obviously they're scared to move in a sense because of the situation on the streets, because the people are really fed up, as you might imagine, and want to change a government.
And the recall election, can this come in time to prevent all-out chaos?
Well, nobody in the opposition leadership really wants all-out chaos, because that might well sweep away the opposition leadership as well as the government. And on the other hand, it also could conceivably simply strengthen the government, because if there's chaos on the streets, then the people who tend to emerge as the leaders, as controllers of the situation, are the military. And the government at the moment seems to have a stranglehold on the upper echelons, at least, of the military. Whether it can be avoided, of course, nobody really knows at this point. It's a question of whether the opposition can oblige the government to hold an election, preferably the recall referendum this year, to resolve the situation through the ballot box.
Phil Gunson is senior analyst, Andes region, for the Crisis Group in Caracas, Venezuela. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.